This week we saw many new hurricanes get drafted into the program, and we said some of them will take some time. We probably won't see many of them, if any of them, for a couple years. The first round draft pick is a guy that's going to college. Our next guest actually did come into the league at 18, which means he's been in the league a long time. He's been a Hurricane since 2012, and he is the captain. We're going to ask him about being called the captain year-round. Does he feel like he's the captain year-round? He is the captain, and he's got a new contract. He joins us now. Jordan Stahl, thanks so much for joining the show. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. How's the offseason going?
It's going. Just got up to my lake house up in the middle of nowhere and kind of unwind the mind a little bit and enjoy some family time and get a little work done as well.
Do you have an off-season routine? Do you do the same thing every year? I mean, obviously, you can't really determine exactly when the season ends. It's sometime in the late spring or hopefully the deep into June. But do you have a, like, when season ends, I do X, Y, and Z. I take X number of weeks off before or no weeks off on training or whatever it is. Do you follow the same routine every year?
Yeah, I think every summer is, like I said, a little different. Depends on when you end. You know, I think if you start going in deeper, you just take a little less time off, to be honest. Usually a few weeks of kind of abusing my body with food and drink, so I feel so crappy that I have to start working out again and start feeling good about myself again. And then, and once you get out to the lake, kind of the same old with either working out with the brothers and getting a little ice in before, the kids start school in August. So I'll be down in Raleigh fairly soon, but try to get as much time in the lake as I can.
Man, it feels like we joke among my friends at how the hockey season feels like it's a nonstop. You know, it feels like you guys just finished playing. The schedule's announced. We see preseason games coming up. I'm sure you guys feel the same way. My question, the NHL draft this week, do you remember being drafted?
It was a long time ago, so there's some vague memories for sure, but I do. It's a really special moment for me personally. It was, and I know for all those kids, I'm sure it is too. It's your introduction to an amazing league, and kind of wide-eyed to see all the ex-famous hockey players there, or working the phones now, and just kind of meeting a lot of new people is just a really eye-opener and kind of a new experience to hopefully a future in the NHL.
Specifically, do you know where you were? I imagine, like all drafts, I mean, some of the drafts have been on TV longer than others, but all of them have been elevated into these, like, grander events. Do you remember, and I'm not trying to make you sound old, they've elevated them in recent years, it hadn't been too long, but do you remember specifically what happened, like, when you get drafted, how the sequence of events went?
Yeah, I was in Vancouver. Actually, the Hurricanes had just won the Cup that year, so Eric was there as well with the Cup. So the rest of my family came as well. And, I remember, a lot of the kids sometimes kind of know where they're heading early in the draft, but I really didn't know where I was going to head. So I was kind of a bit of surprise when they called my name, which made it more interesting. And, just gave a big hug to everyone and that helped me along the way. And, walking up to that podium and, looking Bettman in the eye and saying, welcome to the NHL, I thought was a, pretty surreal moment for myself personally. And I thought that was really cool. And kind of the rest just kind of moved from there.
All right. Staying on the subject of the draft, do you watch the draft now? Like, I imagine, 1 year removed from the draft, you maybe knew more of the guys getting drafted, or you may have thought, these are the guys that I'm going to be competing with for jobs. Now you got, I think you got pretty good job security. I don't see them drafting to replace you. But these guys may or may not be your teammates in the next couple years. So, Seth Jarvis is a guy that was drafted and was quickly on the team. Svech, same thing. Do you watch and pay attention to who your next teammate might be, or do you just sort of wait until they show up in training camp?
I actually did watch this one this year. I know we only had the one pick in the first round that was kind of on television. But, I texted actually the kid and really just kind of told him that hopefully I get to play with him if I play long enough. So, we'll see how he does. I know he's committed to school next year. And, he seemed like a bright, hopefully a bright young star for the Canes. But, obviously it's just really cool. Like I said, for those kids, and I shoot them a text usually our first rounder at least every year, and hopefully we'll see them down the road.
So no second rounders, like Aho didn't get a text?
No, I'll have to work for that one. And he did just fine after that. But
I'd like to see it. Since becoming the captain, when did you officially become the captain? Remind me. Adam Gold would know, but I'm the replacement
guy. That's a good question. I'll be 3 or 4 years ago, I think.
Do you – I noticed this when you got re-signed. We're going to talk about your contract in a second. Jordan Staal, captain of the Hurricanes, joining us. Everyone says if you're just a player, they'll say Hurricanes center, Hurricanes forward. But it's Hurricanes captain Jordan Staal resigned. You kind of wear the title year-round, I guess, because it's presumed with the team being successful, you coming back, you being having a successful season, there's no reason you won't be captain again. So people just call you the captain. Do you feel like the captain year-round? Like, was your first off-season after a captain? Did you do anything different? Were you texting guys more? Were you acting any different?
Yeah, I was bossing everyone around. That's the whole point of having to see, right?
I know that's not true.
Guys. No, I can't say I changed a ton. I still think it's weird. Like you said, as a kid growing up, watching, different NHL teams and always seeing the guys at the C's and having just so much respect and kind of in awe for them and being able to wear that has just been an honor. And I think it's just really cool. And I still find it weird. I don't really love it a ton, but it's part of the job, and I'm obviously still very, very happy and honored to be wearing it. But calling me Jordan works just fine instead of captain.
I feel like that's like part of in hockey. I feel like a requirement of being captain is saying, oh, I don't feel like I should be captain. Like if you say yeah, I should be the captain.
That was what they taught me as soon as I got it. Yeah, I had to make sure I sign a waiver on that one. Yeah.
If it's a test. If you say, oh, it's about time I'm captain, they're like, no, okay, right. That's how we know you're not the captain. All right, you did just sign that new contract. What's your process in that like? I've never been good enough at anything to have someone like represent me in negotiations. So the closest I have is like when I get a traffic ticket, and how that works is, since I don't know anything about the transaction that's happening there, I hire a lawyer. I say, hey, I trust you. You go get me the best deal you can. And then he comes back to me and says, here's the deal I got. Is that how it works with your agent in hockey? Or do you and Tom Dundon ever talk on the phone? Do you and Tom Waddell? Is it we'll meet every couple weeks? Or is it like something you hire the agent you trust or that you've used for a while and you just say, here's my priorities and get me the best deal you can?
Yeah, I think it's more of that. I mean, you hire those agents for a reason. I think that they try to keep you at your personal best interest. I know for me, I was ready to play for whatever. I was just excited to be in Hurricanes land and just the situation I'm in. And so obviously having him on my side just kind of make sure, kind of dot all the I's and cross all the T's before we officially sign and make sure that nothing looks out of the ordinary, I guess. But I think the older you get, the more you understand the game and understand what's going on. So, I had some conversations with Tom, try to get some stuff down and move forward as well. So, but I know the younger guys, obviously, they definitely put their full time and trust in their agents as they should, and just make sure that everything is in line and in order.
Would you know how much money is supposed to be in your paycheck? Like when a paycheck arrives, do you have any idea whether or not it's correct or not? Or do you just assume that that the Hurricanes are doing things on the up and up and there's nothing wrong?
Well, I also hired an advisor who I know and trust as well. And he makes sure he keeps an eye on if Tom's dishing out the right amount of money, for sure.
Gotcha. I assume growing up in Canada, you did not celebrate the 4th of July, which is coming up. This is sort of 4th of July weekend sneaking up on us here.
Yeah, no, Canada likes to do something just a little bit closer or about the same time, but we have our Canada Day actually tomorrow on July 1st, so we'll be celebrating that a little bit. Unfortunately, with these fire fire bans here up in Canada, there won't be a whole lot of fireworks. I think a lot of Americans have noticed the smoke coming down, so we got a dry, got it nice and dry up here, so no fireworks, but we'll have a good time with some family and friends.
I think I interviewed Justin Williams at one point, and he had just become a U.S. citizen recently. Are you a U.S. citizen? And I won't judge you. I know you're busy when you're down here. And if you're not, is it something you've thought about doing?
Surprisingly enough, we just got back from Montreal. We're trying to get our green card application finished up. So we, yeah, can retire and call Raleigh home. That's the plan. So, but we're hit a little snag. We're trying to get it done. But, if anyone knows any, good people in that area could push it along for us, that'd be great. But we're definitely planning on, you know, retiring in the States and, you know, maybe down the road fully committing to maybe citizenship. But, we're very happy where we are. Obviously, signing there in Raleigh is what we call home. Our kids call it home, and yeah, we're in the process for sure.
Well, yes. I mean, after your next 10 years as a Hurricane player, future Hurricane coach Jordan Staal would have to live in Raleigh. I mean, that would only make sense. but hold on, I'm curious where's the green card hit a snag? Because I may be able. Is it on the Canada side or the United States side?
It was kind of our own doing, so we didn't have maybe quite the right paperwork, and they made a little bit of a stink about it. So I think we'll get it figured out here soon. And I mean, if I'm late for training camp, maybe it might be a good thing. I missed a few days of training camp, might be so bad, but I should be there.
All right, jokes aside, and I'll hit up Sonny or Mike Brown to make sure you can reach out. We had on the program this week U.S. House of Representatives from Wake and Johnston County, Wiley Nickel, on the show. So if you need help with anything on this side, that's what congressional offices do real well. They solve last-minute passport.
Yeah, you send those numbers my way. That would be perfect.
100%. All right, I'll connect you and make sure that happens. All right, tell me about Canada's day. Like, what happens on, you said fireworks, and obviously, again, the celebrations could be muted because of the fire that's going on there, and that's obviously tough, and we want to get that under control. But on a normal July 1st Canada Day, what do the celebrations look like, and what exactly are they celebrating? Educate me.
Yeah, it's obviously, it's a big Canada Day event out in our lake. Usually all our family comes out from in town, and you know, I've been slowly perfecting my pizza oven, so we usually fire that thing up and have some drinks, enjoy some family time, and it's usually a big yes day for the kids, kind of whatever they want, they usually get, and we kind of let that slide and stay up late and have some fun, and all those things that are probably very similar to everyone that celebrates July 4th down in the States.
Well, except for the pizza part. So you're a pizza expert, not a hot dog and hamburger guy?
I wouldn't call it an expert, but it's a work in progress. But, I just drink beer and shove them in the oven. My wife does all the work inside, but, I always take all the credit, though.
All right, that makes sense. We were actually talking earlier this week about how, like, I'm just a burger and dog simple grill guy. And it feels like every time regular grill guys learn how to do something like fry a turkey, then like snobby grill guys take it up a notch and they start doing things like outdoor pizza ovens and hibachi grills. Do you have a flat top grill outside, Jordan?
I haven't gotten into much else. Okay. Pizza is about as far as we like our carbs in our household, so we stuck with the pizza.
All right. And I hate to even bring this up, except for other people brought it up first, but I will confess something. When you signed your contract, I saw it was a 4-year deal, and I was making notes for the show, and I said that will likely take him to the end of his career. And then I looked up and I was like, he's 34. And I went and erased that. We got Brent Burns out there playing about the same age, but you got a couple questions about whether you considered retirement. If, you know, you've got some no trade, no movement clause that makes it seem like, you know, a contract you'd like to lock in towards the end of a career. I won't accept that this is the final contract of your career, but I will ask you the question. What will be your process? Do you have a checklist of things? Will it be, you know, talking to others, players, family, whatever? Have you even thought about what the process of how you decide what am I doing to play each year? Why am I playing each year?
It's Stanley Cups, baby. That's all I'm there for. It's all I'm playing for right
yes,
now.
Yes, sir.
If I stack a few in a row there, I want to keep doing it anyway. So, but we'll have to cross that bridge when we get there. I know a 4-year deal, just like my 10-year deal was the same mentality of I'm going to play to my best of my abilities until the end of that contract and hopefully still contribute well to a team and give it all I got. And that's all I'm really my mind's focused on right now. And 4 years is a long time, so we'll see how it all unfolds. Hopefully stay injury free and and keep playing well and hopefully win some cups and just going to focus on that.
He may not like the title, but I love it. Hurricanes captain Jordan Staal. Hey, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of vacation. I know that time is very valuable to you on the shortened season. I hope your next offseason is even shorter because I hope you're playing to like July or whenever the Stanley Cup finals end. Enjoy the time, and thanks so much for joining us today, man.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you, the big-hearted, the bold, the messy, and the gutsy, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff, to go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.